And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined, as always, by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely
Zoe.
To see you.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Oh, really well. Now, we're going to be talking bone health at the top today. And all I remember growing up is that my mum insisted that we have a glass of milk every day for our bones. And so I know that dairy equals good bones, but that's about all I'm really aware of when it comes to bone health.
Have you had a bone mineral density scan, either of you?
I have not.
Zoe?
I have actually, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Actually, it wasn't intentionally. I did it as a DEXA scan.
Yes.
And the DEXA scan also gives you a bone density,
yes,
of which, fortunately, that was about 10 years ago and everything looked pretty good.
Good.
But hitting perimenopause and all those types of things, they impact bone density. So I'm definitely, I'm intrigued. I'll get another one soon.
Mm. Yes. So there are measures that we can put in place to care for our bones, of course, but a lot of the time it feels like it's a bit of out of sight, out of mind.
We don't think about it, do we? Yes. What I find fascinating is that Osteoporosis Australia, which is sort of a disease name, have changed their name to Healthy Bones Australia, which is more prevention, care, let's think about what it's all about. And I think they need an enormous pat on the back for that, because that's changed their perception.
Well, despite efforts to get us consuming more dairy, osteoporosis is on the rise. Close to 5 million Aussies have brittle bones, and it doesn't just affect our elderly population. And today we'll find out what we can do to improve bone health, even from a very young age, when Professor Peter Ebeling, who wears many hats, including the Medical Director for Healthy Bones Australia, the newly rebranded Healthy Bones Australia. He's going to be joining us to talk about osteoporosis risk factors and what we can do to help our bone health. We're also going to be speaking about, it's something that I reckon every family battles with at some point, fussy eaters. How do we get our children to eat the nutritious food that we know they need without the drama at mealtime?
Isn't drama normal at mealtime?
So tedious.
Yeah, it's definitely there. And I think what it is, it's trying to make, you know, food curious and food exciting. But again, kids are so good at that word no.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Oh, it hurts me. And it's such an exhausting thing. It really is. And for grandparents and parents who may be struggling with mealtime, we're going to be joined by Dr. Beata Silber, who's going to give us some ways to ramp up nutrition for our children. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at ethical nutrients, mega magnesium, energy and stress. If you're feeling a little bit exhausted or stressed at the moment, that might help you. And as always, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions at all to help you feel healthier. Perhaps you have experienced a fracture or have some concern about your bone health. Give us a call, 131 873. Next, what we can do to get stronger, healthier bones on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swiss Kids Gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they're a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Kids Gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, save 30% off the entire CeraVe skincare range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We'd love you to give us a call, 131 873, with questions for your health, and especially if you have questions or issues around bone health, which is our first topic of conversation today. Some of us would have experienced not only the pain of a broken bone, but the inconvenience it has on day-to-day activities. And in Australia, osteoporosis, the disease that leads to reduced bone strength and fractures, is on the rise. More than 4.7 million people over 50 are living with poor bone health, and that number is set to balloon to more than 6 million Aussies by next year, which is one fracture every 3 minutes in Australia. Professor Peter Ebeling is the medical director of formerly Osteoporosis Australia, now the newly rebranded Healthy Bones Australia, and he joins us now. Hi there, Peter.
Good morning.
Peter, I remember in school I had to drink my milk every day, and my mum insisted on that for strong bones, but is that enough to keep our bones healthy?
I think it's a good start, but it really isn't enough. And at that time of life, it's actually resistance exercise where you put some stress on the bones that really builds the bone bank before and around the time of puberty. So that's when kids should be out jumping around, playing sports like tennis, football, basketball, and that'd be really good for their bones. And the calcium helps that, as well as having a normal vitamin D level. But the exercise is really important at that time of life, as well as throughout life. And then as we get older, we have to think about not smoking and also reducing alcohol and caffeine intake.
Peter, it's interesting. I'm 43. I'm in that sort of perimenopausal phase of my life. I see a lot of my clients who are very particular on the way that they eat, particularly as you're putting on weight as you're getting older because of the hormonal changes. And a lot of them don't eat dairy. So I'm often recommending lots of alternative. But can you explain why we should be sort of focusing on more dairy forms of calcium, or what is it nutritionally? Because there's so much calcium in things like flax seeds and pea protein and tahini and fortified milks. Like, how do we get that calcium in our diet as well as all the beautiful exercise?
Well, you're exactly right. It doesn't have to be from dairy sources, and non-dairy sources now have good calcium levels in them. So we know that alternative milks, such as almond milk and soy milk, are calcium-enriched. So that's perfectly fine to have that. And then some of the other foods you mentioned, including, you know, a handful of nuts and green leafy vegetables, are also alternative sources of dietary calcium. But I think it's really important that people try and boost their dietary calcium levels to about 3 serves of such foods a day, and that will be adequate.
Peter, I was fascinated with the case histories that are associated with osteoporosis, in that the diagnosis of osteoporosis seemed to take quite an amount of time in spite of ongoing back pain, where it's often dismissed as being, oh, look, that's just associated with your pregnancy, or look, at your age, of course you're going to get back pain. How do we short-circuit? At what stage should a person think, I need to pursue this a little more aggressively and try and find out why my back is always sore?
You know, Gerald, you point out something important, that a lot of people don't think they could have osteoporosis if they're 40 years old. Mm. And Kimberly and Renee both had fractures associated with poor bone health at the age of 40. So, as you know, Kimberly had pregnancy and breastfeeding-associated osteoporosis, and she actually broke spinal bones, so she couldn't even pick up her baby when it was born because of her back pain. And then Renee had chemotherapy, and this induced menopause very early in her 30s. Mm-hmm. And then she went through menopausal bone loss at a very early age and developed osteoporosis. So I think the clue is, are you at risk of having osteoporosis because you might have a condition that predisposes to it? Unfortunately, you might have had early breast cancer or other cancers where you've had treatment and that could predispose to osteoporosis.
Yes.
Or you might have had a premature menopause for other reasons. Or there could be medications that you're on that could be contributing. But if you've got back pain, you should definitely see your doctor to see if there is a spinal fracture, because we know that these are underdiagnosed. And we've got Know Your Bones website where people can actually go on there. It only takes about a minute or two to complete a questionnaire, and they'll end up in the red, amber or green. And if they're in the red or amber, they should really take the printout to their doctor and say, well, should I have this diagnostic test, a bone density scan, to make the diagnosis?
Peter, it's quite interesting. Obviously, you know, we advocate a good diet and we say physical exercise is really important, but people are really confused. You said three servings of this food, but what does a serving look like? Because I get so many people say, but I'm having my glass of milk and I'm having a bowl of green leafy veggies. I'm like, that's not enough. So what does that look like? And can you also explain to us, when it comes to exercise, how much weight resistance exercise should we be doing on a daily basis?
Yeah, these are all things that are on the Healthy Bones Australia website. So, but I'll just summarise with the calcium. That a serve of calcium would be about a cup of any milk that I talked about before, so 250 mils of those milks. And we know that, for instance, with milk, dairy milk, with low-fat milk, there's more actual calcium in it because of the low-fat content. And then it could be two slices of hard cheese. So the harder the cheese, the higher the calcium content of the cheese. So Parmesan cheese has a very high calcium content, so that's good. And then a tub of yogurt would be another equivalent serve. Probably a handful of nuts will give you probably half of that that you would get in those other serves. And then the green leafy vegetables, you have to have quite a lot of those to build up the calcium, but it all helps when you put it all together during a day. The other question you asked was about the type of exercise. We've been doing studies on that in the community, and that has shown that the best type of exercise is what we call progressive resistance training. So that's when you're doing some weight loading of the skeleton and you're gradually increasing the weight that you're using. So, of course, you can do this if you go to a gym, but there are other things you can do, such as hopping or skipping.
Interesting.
And these sorts of exercises are also helpful, or stair climbing. So it's something where you're stressing the body a little bit differently each time. But unfortunately, walking isn't enough because the body gets used to the type of skeletal loading that you get with walking.
So, Peter, is it too late, though, if we get to a certain age and we haven't cared for our bones as a young person, is it too late to actually keep our bones healthy? You know, once they're formed, are they formed?
No, it's never too late. And the good thing about your bones, they're not just that skeleton you see hanging in a doctor's office or something like that. Your bones are alive. So your skeleton today is completely different to what it was 10 years ago. So our bones are remodeling, and this remodeling cycle takes about 3 months. And we can alter that by doing the things I've been mentioning, particularly with the exercise and make sure you have enough calcium and a normal vitamin D level. And that can really help at any time of life. But I think the most important thing is to identify people who have already had broken bones due to osteoporosis so that they can be investigated and treatment can be initiated to prevent the next fracture.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. It's wonderful to speak with you. And we encourage you to know your bones. Go to that Know Your Bones website. We love you to give us a call, 131-873. David has called. Hi there, David.
Morning, David.
Hey, g'day. 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, and I was only a 40-year-old male. And back then, no one really picked up that males at that age could get it. So it took a couple of years. And what it was I past medications caused my osteoporosis.
Yes.
Because I was on a heavy dose of steroids.
Yes, and the steroids are notorious for those, David. And what we're learning now is that it isn't a female disease. It's we're definitely learning, as usual, blokes are always running second. And we're now starting to starting to catch up. And again, as Peter mentioned, that persistent back or joint pain, but particularly back pain, is always worth investigating, no matter what age, where the routine things aren't working. Don't just because something doesn't work, then there's some other underlying reason, and it's got to be pursued. And it's a very important point, particularly if you've been taking steroids.
And it's exactly when it comes to steroids. My mother went through this process. Obviously, she's in a different age category, but then she also was given an infusion. And we need to really talk to our doctors. This is what I personally learned. Obviously, I'm a nutritionist, but the more questions you can ask to your doctor and to someone who actually has that expertise, because there's so many contraindications, particularly when you're having an infusion, then you have to look very heavily at any fractures or any dental issues that you've had in the past as well. So do the detective work, talk to your doctors, talk to the experts, because they're going to give you the right information.
Thank you so much for your call, David, and we would love you to keep calling 131 873. We'll have more of your calls in a little while, and in a moment there's a great new development in how you get your medication. We'll learn more about that next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swiss Kids gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they're a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Kids gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, save 30% off the entire CeraVe skincare range. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We will get to your calls in a moment, 131 873. But first, there's a new development when it comes to getting our prescriptions filled. When you receive a prescription in Australia, Gerald, it will now list the medication's active ingredient rather than the brand name. Mm. So I understand that means if we're getting Ventolin filled, it won't be called Ventolin now. It will be called Salbutamol.
Yes.
And this national legislation change, it's called active ingredient prescribing. And there are many benefits to this, Gerald?
Yes. Well, in time. It's going to take time to settle, Joe, but it's really to simplify the language around medications, because you can have one medication where there perhaps are a dozen different brands of the same thing. So what we're talking here now is simplifying in the minds of the patient, the consumer, that they're taking a particular ingredient, the active ingredient. So we talk about that. So labels will appear a little different now. So instead of the brand name being prominent, it will be the ingredient name, and the brand name will be on there as well. So nothing much has changed as far as that's concerned, but it doesn't move away from the fact that you should list your medications, carry the list with you, so you can just keep an eye on what's going on. You know what they're for, what to expect, what not to expect. But it's going to take a little time to bed down, but it will be good.
This is what I always say, because my mum's not very well. We take a copy of her blister pack. I take a photo of it. It's on my phone at all times, so I can give that information, because not always do you have your list of medications, but on the back of your blister pack, it has, if you're using a blister pack and you're taking multiple medications, which is the easiest way to do this, because it's so clear and concise, and it's the days and the AMs and the PMs, because it's quite confusing with a lot of medications being taken. But I think Gerald hit the nail on the head. It's going to take time, because for a lot of people, they've got used to the word Ventolin, but they haven't got used to the ingredient words. So I think, you know, just keep doing a little bit of research. We always say just keep looking at these things, and please talk to your doctor, talk to your pharmacist, because they're the ones who know all this stuff, and seek out their support and advice.
But if it's at some point, meaning people are more educated about what they're taking, that is a good thing.
That's always a good thing. And remember, the pharmacist is the medication manager. So give them a hug.
Oh, I love that.
Get close, and you just work on it together.
Yes, lovely. Well, we love it when you give us a call. And we have been speaking about bone health this morning. Kerry has called. Hi there, Kerry.
Hello, Kerry.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I would like to know what I could have done differently as a child. We lived on a farm. We had cows. We had milk every day, twice a day. I have got terrible trouble with my bones at the moment. I've got Paget's disease. I have a bone marrow disease. And I've got osteo really bad. And I've got rheumatoid bad. They put me on the methotrexate and a folic acid. I'm in a mess. Lumps coming out of my bones, like they're fusion. I've had two bone infusions, hasn't slowed it down. The Padgetts is just now attacking my ankles, and I'm at my wit's end for the pain.
The first thing, Kerry, is just get a hold of what's going on here. So hopefully your GP has prioritised these things and you've prioritised them as well. So rather than attacking every single one of these issues, look at the one that worries you most and try and settle that. But remember, underlying that is inflammation. The more you get stressed about these things, the more inflamed you get, and it just keeps on going. So prioritise. As far as what you could have done when you were younger, what a way to grow up on a dairy farm. Yes. I think you were just unlucky, Kerry, and that can happen no matter what you do. Something just goes a little bit pear-shaped every now and again. But don't give up, just stay on top of it.
Yeah, and Kerry, it's important to know there's nothing wrong with having calcium and dairy products. It's just whether or not your body can actually metabolize the lactose effectively. If it's causing inflammation, it's going to add to the problem as opposed to take away. There are so many great sources of non-dairy products. Obviously, like we were saying before, all the fortified milks, you know, the nut-based milks, hemp milk is another one. It's a bit expensive, but it is a really good product. Also has all these beautiful omega-3 fats in it as well. So 3, 6, and 9, which is the perfect ratio for our body. So there's big boosts of anti-inflammatories. But you've got pea protein you can add into a smoothie. I'll find sometimes that if I make protein balls, I'll use things like tahini and dried figs because they've both got calcium in them. They've both got great sources of fats. They're low GI. They're a great little snack as well. I make them in bulk. I stick them in the freezer. But remember, even things like adding kidney beans and lots of different beans into your diet. If you're not a bean lover, what I actually do with Emily, you know, she's a good eater, but, you know, like anybody doesn't always like the food I'm doing, I'll do mashed potatoes or mashed sweet potatoes and I'll mash the beans into it, or if I'm doing a bolognese. So there's lots of different ways to get that 3 SERS, but exactly like Gerald said, take it slow, work out the big problem, because it does feel a bit overwhelming at times.
Yeah, and I can hear, Kerry, that you're in much distress there, but I would like to encourage you not to ask the question, what did I do wrong, or how could I have done this differently, because you were doing the right things, and to be looking backwards is not actually helpful. No. What you're doing now is doing the best you can with a lot of challenges physically and emotionally. So we're thinking of you there, Kerry. Thank you so much for your call. Michael, good morning.
Oh, look, thank you for taking my call. Look, very quickly, what you haven't mentioned so far is the necessity to have a sufficient vitamin D so your body can process the calcium.
We could spend all day on bone health, Michael, and it's so true. And the majority of Australians have low levels of vitamin D, and it really gets me fired up about vitamin D. It is important. And for those who don't know what their vitamin D levels are, ask for a check next time you're at your doctor, because you'll probably be surprised. And that is fundamental to bone health, is getting out in the sun. And that's almost become illegal now, but you're allowed to go out in the sun. but maybe consider a supplement and check thyroid and parathyroid function.
Definitely.
Normally, your doctor will, if you've got unexplained, particularly as a bloke, you'll find these tests will be done, Michael. But thanks for bringing them to our attention.
Yeah, thank you so much, Michael. Next, some help for you if you are the parent or grandparent of a fussy eater. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, save 30% off the entire CeraVe skincare range. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, it is a battle most parents and grandparents will have at some point, and that is feeding fussy eaters. Oh my gosh. Despite our best efforts, sometimes it's really tricky to ensure that our children are receiving all they need for healthy growth and development, especially through diet alone. Food is also a big player when it comes to the bone health of little ones. And we've just heard how important it is to get the nutritious food for our children's bones early in life. It can lead to brittle and broken bones later in life if we're not on top of that. So how do we overcome the battle of fussy children, and what's available for extra nutritional support? Well, to help us with the mealtime battles, we're joined by Dr. Beata Silber from Swiss, the H&H Group Research and Development Director. Good morning, Beata.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Now, Beata, you are a mum yourself, so I know that you would understand the anxiety that families, parents, grandparents feel when trying to get nutrition into our kids.
Absolutely. I'm a mother of three small children, so I certainly have had my fair share of fussy eaters. And what I've actually noticed is that it can also change from one day to the next. So one day they may love eating bananas, and then the next day they decide they hate them and refuse to eat them. Yeah, so it can be really frustrating and stressful for parents to continually to ensure that they're getting the right nutrients they need. But I think what's really important to note is that, you know, you're not alone. It's very common, particularly for toddlers, to, you know, eat small amounts, be fussy, not eat at all. And actually, the Australian Institute of Health and Wellness released statistics that showed that only 22% of 4 to 8-year-olds and 14% of 9 to 13-year-old children consume the recommended amount of vegetables.
Wow.
And actually, yeah, when you exclude potatoes from this, it drops to 1 to 2% respectively.
Yes.
Yeah, it's massive.
With fruit, the statistics...
Yeah, with fruit, the statistics are better, but still, when you exclude juice, it drops to 61% for 4 to 8-year-olds and 51% to 19 to 13. So, common problem.
They are staggering statistics. Yeah, Beata, it's so interesting. I mean, I'm a nutritionist. I'm a chef. I've had my issues with Emily over. And I think what happens is that there's so much self-blame as a parent. You're thinking, God, I should have done this. I should have been more organized. How do we... So obviously, you know, it all starts at home. I think one of the best things I learned was role modeling. You know, you can't expect your child to eat well or sit calmly or do all those things if you're not doing that. But how do we take the anxiety out of this process?
Yeah, absolutely. I think mealtime can't be a stressful time. So I think it's really important to take the time to sit down and eat. And I've always pushed my kids, I've always encouraged to put it on their plate and encourage them to try and not give up. So, you know, if they're not going to eat that tomato, I keep trying. Sometimes there might be a little bribery. So my kids are very...
Hey, bribery's perfect.
Open to
that
bribery.
Parenting?
Oh, yeah. So something sweet or a little bit of television has worked. And and to be honest, we've come a long way with my kids. They were fussy eaters. And my eldest, he loves eating oysters and mussels.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's really opened up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's just from trying and encouraging and making it a positive, positive moment.
Beata, I was having a heart-to-heart yesterday with a young man called Zach, who is 5 months old. So he wasn't answering my questions all that well. And I was giving him solids yesterday, very privileged, and we were having cauliflower and zucchini and squash. Now, he enjoyed them. What goes pear-shaped between that age and, say, 3? What happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
Things go back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen that too. You know, their senses change. And taste change, texture. So, you know, young kids really like mushy stuff, but then as they get older, they want more complicated textures. I think also that as they get older, they want to push the boundaries a little bit and show that they're independent and say, you know what, I don't want this and I'm not going to have it. So I think, you know, that's really important as part of their development. And also I think as they get older, they kind of get less interested because... You know, their attention span is a lot less because there's just so much going on around them, so much stimulation. And to be quite frank, you know, food time is just wasting that precious time of absorbing the world.
It's true. It's such an inconvenience to have to sit and eat. So, Beata, can supplements play a part? And how do we know if our children need a supplement?
Yeah, absolutely. Supplements can help. And I think as parents, all we can see is what our children are not eating and what nutrients they might not be getting. But we can't assess whether they're having deficiencies in nutrients. And we're hardly going to take them for blood tests every few weeks to check.
No.
So, you know, giving your children supplements such as the new Swiss Multi Gummies is a really great way to ensure that our kids are getting those nutrients that are so important during a period of, you know, so much growth and development. Mm. And the Swiss Multi Gummies are a nice comprehensive formulation that contain the key 13 key vitamin and minerals. So it kind of leaves us parents not having to second guess whether our children are not missing out on all those nutrients that are vital. And I think supplements also play a really vital role when they get sick. So children, and I'm sure all parents can, you know, agree to this, they get as many as 5 to 10 colds a year, which really puts stress on their immune systems. So, you know, providing that extra support of vitamin C and zinc can really help the kids in their immune systems and helping their well-being and fighting illness. And actually, I also want to briefly talk to you, which relates to your earlier segment on our Swiss Bone Health Gummies.
This one really resonates so strongly with me when it comes to supporting our kids' nutritious well-being. Vitamin D is such an incredibly important vitamin, and it's only really recently gained so much attention, particularly with kids. It plays such a crucial role in the growth and development, and it's not easily obtained through food, and we actually rely on the sun to provide most of our vitamin D. But in Australia, we've embedded in our minds, keep the kids out of the sun, you know, because of the strong rays. And kids are at risk of not getting enough of this vitamin D because we, you know, slip, slop, slap, which, of course, is really important.
Yes.
But it does increase the risk of deficiency in vitamin D. And it's not really easily identified through symptoms. So, you know, giving vitamin D to kids as a supplement on a daily basis really gives us parents that confidence that they're getting that vital nutrient during so much growth and development. And I've certainly been giving it since they were 10 days old. So Swiss Bone Health Gummies, perfect supplement. Confidence.
Well, thank you so much, Beata. Some really great options for us to ensure that our kids are on top of their nutrition. We're going to have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swiss Kids Gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they are a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Kids Gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, save 30% off the entire CeraVe skincare range. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to House of Wellness. We'll get to A to Z of vitamins in just a minute, but we do love it when you give us a call, 131 873. And Alison has called. Hi there, Alison.
Hi. I currently have breast cancer, and I am halfway through radiation. I believe I have to go onto some kind of a hormonal tablet, which may or may not cause side effects. Is there anything I should be doing beforehand to prepare myself?
There's lots of things, Alison. And the first thing, when you get those medications, get all the information about them so that you understand. Now, I have got some very, very favourite tonics for people like you. I can't talk about them on air. So if you go to the houseofwellness.com.au website, there's an Ask tab, and I'll give you all the details.
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, there's so many things also from a dietary point of view. I mean, we talk a lot about this sort of alkaline version of a diet. So just quickly, in a nutshell, what it actually is, it's really trying to avoid a lot of foods like your red meats and those high acidic-based foods and really get your body in the most supportive and low inflammation possible you know, scenario. So the Mediterranean diet, I believe, is one of the killer diets when, you know, it actually helps to support your body as much as it possibly can. So I would focus on that as a diet and just really reduce, you know, the acidic foods out of your diet.
All the best with that, Alison. I know that you've got a big challenge ahead and we're thinking of you. Now it's time for A to Z of vitamins. Gerald, we're looking at Mega Magnesium, ethical nutrients, Mega Magnesium, energy and stress.
We've talked about magnesium so often, haven't we, Zoe and Joe? And it's so fundamental for reducing tension. But if you include a herb such as rhodiola, now rhodiola is what we call an adaptogen, helps you cope with the stress of daily life. Rhodiola, magnesium, amazing combination, and the sort of thing that you can just use in powder form, and away you go. Just get you a bit of sleep.
Oh, and I love this. It's supporting energy levels. It's helping us with tiredness, all of those wonderful things, Gerald.
And really, we all live at a fair pace, Joe, and anything we can do to help energy during the day but relaxing at night, it's got to be good for
the
you.
The A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, Australian Pharmacy's number one magnesium brand. We do say thank you to all of our callers this morning, and we have time for just one more. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, love your program.
How can we help?
Gerald, quick question for you. I've been on warfarin for 10 years.
Yes.
And I was diagnosed with osteo.
Yes.
And I'm a client of Peter Ebeling.
Yes.
Lovely man.
He's a nice man.
I subsequently had an Eclaster infusion a year ago. And Gerald, I just wondered if there was any supplements you could recommend that may not interact with warfarin.
For bones, Lee?
For bones, yeah, because I believe the warfarin has impacted on my bones.
Well, as
I was a very, very active person for many, many years before my surgery.
As Peter explained, a bone's a living organ and it has its own blood supplies. Why, when you whack it, it gets so sore for so long? Mm. Because there's not a lot of flesh around to help it heal. Look, the important things, and if you're being treated with, are you getting a medication or just that infusion, Lee?
No, just the infusion. I've had one, so I've got two more to
Good.
Go.
And you take...
I had rheumatic fever when I was 14, so that impacted on me. And I've got two heart valves.
And you're using calcium and vitamin D and K2 as well?
I'm using CoQ10, curcumin, triple, and a daily D, vitamin D.
Then I think I'd be taking two Ds every day, but I think you've got it in a nutshell.
She does sound like she's very much on top of her health.
Well done, you.
Definitely.
Really.
Yep. Yes, terrific. Fantastic. If, of course, you weren't able to get through this morning, we thank all of our callers, but you can head to houseofwellness.com.au and get to that Ask tab. And we're going to have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, save 30% off the entire CeraVe skincare range. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been really lovely to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. And don't forget that House of Wellness TV is back today at midday on Channel 7. And Zoe, I know that you're on the show talking to us about vitamins.
I am indeed. I was very, very lucky to talk to Guy Sebastian and Jules Sebastian, who I've got to say are just delightful. Oh. They're absolutely gorgeous. And they spoke to us all about the effects of good nutrition, their kids, and it's going to be a real treat to watch them again today.
How beautiful. And you can catch it on Friday at 2 o'clock as well. As always, head to houseofwellness.com.au if you have any questions that you couldn't get through. Gerald, great to see you again.
Thank you, Jo. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you so much, Zoe. You have a great week.
You too, guys.
And we will be here again next week. As always, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And don't forget, houseofwellness.com.au. We'll see you all next week.